We continue our learning. Lulanishma, Susan Vasleya, Helen Vasleya, David Bamanachamish, and Hamyakam, and Pitikosalio, and Baba Mitzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Mesa Kedarka Hareza Ones. If the animal dies a natural death, that's considered ones, and we assume that our Shomer Sachar is going to be Pater, and certainly the Shomer Chinam. Of course, the Shoel is going to be Chayef. Sigfa of a Mesa. If the animal, let's say you cause the animal to suffer, you tortured it, let's say you starved it, you put it in an area that it's too hot, or it got heat stroke, or you put it in an area that's too cold, and it died, say, we're not 100% sure it died, because of the Vamesa, maybe it didn't die immediately, died sometime afterwards. Nonetheless, ain't onus. This is not considered onus, and you're going to be chayiv. In fact, according to many of you shown him, this, if it's not onus, this jumps all the way to being pshia. This is considered negligence, and even though we don't have 100% proof that it's because of the fact that the animal starved or was placed into the heat, let's say that it died, nonetheless, this is considered negligence, and the any type of shomer, even a shomer chinam, would be chayiv. Also, the rush a tsukin v'nafla, hareza onus. The animal went up to the top, a high mountaintop, and it fell off. And the Gemara says that after Laman above him in the bays, we're talking about a case where the animal, let's say, overpowered the shepherd, the shomer, and therefore it couldn't hold him back. And when he got up to that top of the mountaintop, tried to hold it back from jumping off, he couldn't do that either. So hareza onus, this is considered onus, it's unavoidable accident, he's going to be putter. Of course, if he could hold him back and he did not, so that would not be considered onus. Hello, la rosh etzukin v'raflo v'mesa, ain't onus. But let's say it's the rower, the shepherd himself, who brought the animal up to the high mountaintop, and the animal fell off, and this would be true even if the animal went up itself, but he could have prevented it from going up, and he didn't do so. And so even if afterwards the animal overpowered him and it jumped off, so that's not considered onus, and he's going to be chayiv. Why? But at the end, the animal overpowered him. The answer is, he could have prevented from going up to the top of the mountaintop to begin with, and therefore this is a case of tchila sov b'pshia v'sof b'onus. It started out as negligence, but in the end it was onus, it was an unavoidable accident. We hold that tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'onus is going to be chayav. Ben Mishnah says masne a shomer chinam lios pater mishvua. So here the Mishnah is going to introduce the following concept. We have the Torah. In many cases, the Torah tells us, let's say we have halachos that are built into, let's say, to a marriage. So marriage, the Torah says, a pasuk mishpatim sheirak susava onasolo yigra. There's an obligation for a husband to give food to his wife, to give clothing, and to spend time. Matter relations are all Torah obligations. So it's a person to make a tanai, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. I'm getting married, I'm being mekadesh you, I give you this ring, almanas, that I don't have these obligations, these Torah obligations. You can't do that. That's what we call master almasha kusav b'Torah. And anyone who's master almasha kusav b'Torah, or anyone who makes a stipulation based which is against on what's written explicitly in the Torah, that is tanai is batil, it's null and void, the marriage is effective, and the husband has all of those obligations upon him, and he cannot make it tanai that he's going to that's going to nullify them. The tanai is nullified. He has those obligations. They are built in. However, when it comes to the shomer chinam, shomer sachar, etc., where the Torah describes that there are certain obligations, certain areas of liability, depending on what you're being paid, these are not considered built in to the shmira. This is just the assumption of the Shmira. We assume a Shomer Chinam is going to be Patra Gnev Aveda and Ones and only Chayav in Pshia. But if you want to make some other type of arrangement where the person gives you something, the person gives someone to watch, and he says, Shomer Chinam is not paying him, and says, by the way, I know you're doing me a favor, but I want to tell you something. If the animal stolen or lost, you're going to pay. So I want to make that clear from the very beginning. And if not, I'll have someone else watch it. So you can make such an arrangement. So that's what Mishnah says here. Masnes shomer chinam lios pater mishvua. And this is the Mishnah saying that the shomer, now this is it can work the other way too, where the shomer says like this, I know generally I'm chayv to take an oath to say that I was not negligent. I don't want to take an oath. The Torah says the shomer chinam takes an oath. Okay, but if you want to make an arrangement in advance, that you make some other type of arrangement with the Shmira, you can do so. He says, I'm not accepting this to do you a favor to guard something as an unpaid watchman unless... Unless I don't have to take a shvua. I don't want to take that shvua that I was not negligent. I'll be careful with it, but I'm not taking a shvua. So the halach is that he can do so. The hashoel lios patur milishalim. The shoel, who we say is chayiv in everything, including onus, except for mesa machmas malacha, he would like to say, listen, I'm borrowing this item. And I just want to tell you, I want to make an arrangement that I should be putter in a case of onus. So the halach is v'ashol liyos putter midi l'shalim. He has the right to make such an arrangement, and so too he can even exempt himself. So listen, I know I would have to take a shvua that it was meisamach masalach to exempt myself. I don't want to take that shvua. He can do that too, as long as they agree together. There's a haskama, an agreement to begin with. No se sachar v'hasocher lios p'tur mishvua. Same thing. The shomer sachar and the socher, who normally have to take a shvua that an onus happened, and then will be exempt. They say, I don't want to take a shvua. So umi l'shalim, and they could also make an arrangement to begin with. Listen, we don't want to pay for gneva v'aveda. We want to be treated like a shomer chinam, even though you're paying us. And if not, we're not going to watch this. So they're able to do so. And this is not a problem of Masna Amasha Kasuv Batorah. So why is that true? Why is this not going against, this is not a stipulation against something that's written explicitly in the Torah? So one explanation is that this, the mission is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if it's a Davar Sheba Mamon, if it's a financial issue, financial agreement, then you can make a Tanai against that which is written in the Torah. And therefore, since this is a financial agreement, they have the right to make that tonight, and this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, who opposes Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, you can't make a tonight against what's written in the Torah, even in financial matters, would not agree with this. And others say, no, even Rabbi Meir would agree with this Mishnah. And in this particular case, a Davar Sheba Mamon, who normally says, if a Davar Sheba Mamon, the tonight is batel, you cannot make a stipulation, he would agree here. Why? Because the person from the very beginning says, listen, I'm willing to be a shomer under these circumstances. So if that's the shibud, that's how he decides to submit himself. That's the arrangement at the very beginning. So then he has the right to say that. He's going to be a partial shomer, a different type of shomer. They can make such an arrangement. This is not against that which is written in the Torah. And even Rabbi Meir, who normally says, a davar sheba mamon, you cannot, this case is unique. Remember, the rules of Shomrim are, if you take upon yourself to be an official Shomer Chinam, an official Shomer Sach, an official Shoel, so then these are the halachos. But this person says, I'm only going to be a partial Shomer. So the a partial Shomer, that's not what the Torah is talking about. Before I even start, I said, listen, I don't want to be the Shomer that the Torah speaks about. I'm going to be a different type of Shomer. So that type of arrangement is perfectly acceptable, and therefore maybe the Mishnah follows even the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud Aleph, which is a continuation, says the following. As we said, anyone who makes a tanai which is against that which is written in the Torah, so that tanai, that stipulation is batel. The Gemara has the following brisa, which is partially discussed in the previous Mishnah. Ha'omer, this is a quote from the brisa. Omer le'isha harei an mikudeshes li'almanash ein lich olai she'er kuzus va'ona harei z'mikudeshes v'tanai batel. This is an example of where the tanai is not chal, doesn't take effect. Person says to a woman, gives her a ring and says, you mikudeshes me on the condition that I don't have the obligations of share kusun ona, the three obligations of the husband to the wife. They're married, and the tanai is batel. Divir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bedavar sheba mamon tano kayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's a mamon issue, a monetary issue, the tanai is kayim. Now, how does that work for marriage? So the answer is, regarding share and kusus, regarding giving food and clothing, the tanai is going to be kayim. The stipulation is kayim. He can enter the marriage, and she can agree that he's not going to provide food and clothing. If she agrees to that, he has the right to do so. It's a davar sheba mamon. You can make that type of arrangement from the very beginning, even from the marriage. Only ona, regarding marital relations, that then the tanai is batel, because that's not a davar sheba mamon. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, some explain that the Mishnah here is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because when the Mishnah says here, Kolamasta Masha Kosmatera, the Tano is Batel, we're speaking about only something that's an Eno Mamon case. But a case of Mamon, then Tanai would be Kayam. And some say, no, the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Kolamasta Masha Kosmatera, everything, even a Davar Sheba Mamon, the Tanai is going to be Batel. And he can be the author of the Mishnah as well. Then the Mishnah says v'chol tanai sheyesh masa bitchilaso tanao batel. any case where a person's stipulation has the maaseh, the act, at the beginning of the Tanai is going to be batal. So let's explain what this is about. So the rules of Tanai, of making stipulations before any type of agreement, is learned from B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuven, from Parshas Matos, where Moshe said, okay, let's make a deal. You want the land of Eber HaYarden, because you have a lot of sheep. So here's the deal. If you, Yavru B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuven, if you come and fight with us, you come in the front lines to fight for with Am Yisrael during those 7 years as we were capturing the land of Israel, so then you will be able to get the Achuza, we'll give you Ever HaYarden. But if you don't come, so then you're not, you're going to join everybody else in Eretz Canaan, you're not going to get Ever HaYarden. That, the rules of Tanai are derived from that area, from that section of the Torah. So what do you see from that Tanai? You see that the Tanai is Kodem Lemaisa. What does that mean? Tanai is Kodem Lemaisa. What's the first thing about it? The Tanai was the first. If you come and da-da-da-da-da, then the following. So the Tanai, if you do the following, so then the following will be given to you. So take the, let's borrow that and apply it now to a case, let's say, of marriage. A man goes to a woman, gives her a ring, and says, Harei Mekudesh Asli, with this pruta, with this ring, if you give me 100 zuz. So that's what he says. You are mikudeshes to me with this pruta if you give me 100 zuz. Now notice here the Tanai, the if you give me 100 zuz, is second, is mentioned after this statement, after the maisa, which means the maisa is what is the hareat mikudeshes li reproduced. That's the maisa. The marriage is the maisa. The Tanai is you give me 100 zuz in return. So here you switch the order. It should have been, if you give me 100 zuz, then we're married. If you don't give me 100 zuz, we're not married. That Tanai would be effective. But here, since you didn't put the Tanai first, you put the Maisa first. You said, Hareat Mekudeshesli, with this ring, if you give me 100 zuz, the Tanai came second after the Maisa. So any, that's what the Mishnah means here. V'chol Tanai sheyesh Maisa betchiloso. If the Maisa, the act, the marriage in the statement, is mentioned before the Tanai itself, the condition that needs to be fulfilled, which is the giving of 100 zuz, so then the Tanai t'nal batel. And therefore, if he marries her with that Tanai, and he, because he didn't mention the Tanai first, the Tanai was mentioned second, and only the Maisa was first, I'm giving you this ring on the condition that if you whatever, so then the Tanai is completely batel and they are married, and 100 zuz is not necessary to be given. So that's, as we said, is derived from the B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuven. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol she'efshar lo l'kayimo b'sofo v'hista lov mitchilaso t'no kayam. So if you did the right order, you did the histah love mitchiloso, and it's a Tanai that's efshar l'kayim b'sofer, it's a Tanai, it's a condition, it's a stipulation that could be fulfilled potentially, so then t'no kayim, then Tanai is going to be kayim. What is that? That should be obvious to us. It's a Tanai that you can do, and you said the Tanai first, as we should have. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what that means. Let's say you make it a Tanai on something that's efshar l'kayim b'sofer. What would that mean? That's where, let's say a person made a Tanai, he gives a you're mikudeshes to me. Well, let's do the order. I did in the right order. Im tali lerakia tavrias hayam raglaich hareat mikudeshesli. Im lav lo te mikudeshes. If you go up to the sky, or you are able to cross the sea with your love by walking, so then you're mikudeshes to me. So there, I did it tonight first, but it is not something that's efshar l'kayimo. It can't be fulfilled. So and he gave the kesef kedusha. The tonight is obviously butter, and she is mikudeshes miad. There is no tonight built into this marriage. She is married. Nothing needs to be fulfilled. It's very clear that she can't fulfill the Tanai, and therefore he's just joking around, and he didn't have in mind it tonight, and therefore maybe he's trying to provoke her, trying to annoy her, or whatever it is, but the halacha is that they are married, because the Tanai is batel.